John Brennan, owner and director of Blake's Always Organic Limited.
John, we're here in the heart of Leitrim in Carrick-on-Shannon, here where you brew your coffee. Tell us about Blake's, tell us about Always Organic and Grow with Aldi.
Well, Henry, back in 2012, somebody rang me up one day and said, would you like to buy a chocolate company? And I have a small health food shop that I'm involved in, and I used to buy this chocolate and I really liked it. And it was called Blake's Organic Chocolate, which it was also fair trade, gluten free. We changed and we looked at what are the opportunities out there in the market. And we looked at two particular areas. One was kefir, because there was no indigenous Irish kefir. Kefir is a cultured product. It's made from organic cow's milk. And what we do is we put it through a fermentation process. In the fermentation process, it releases billions of bacteria. And when you consume that product, it goes into your gut. And the science from UCC and so on now shows that when your gut is in equilibrium, it has effects on not alone on your physical health, but also your mental health as well. And so an awful lot of people take that as almost like a tonic. So that was one area that we looked at. And then we had a casual conversation here with Georgia, who had set up her own roastery here in Carrick-on-Shannon. And we just asked her, would she roast an organic coffee for us? And she said yes. And so that's the reason we're all standing here today. A friend of mine, who's a professor, asked me would I go to South America to visit some coffee farmers, because I'm also involved in an organic cooperative of farmers. So I went down to Colombia, and you know, I wasn't really prepared for what hit me. I was literally traveling on the backs of horses, and I was in trucks, and I was driving, going through the mountains, and you know, I was meeting small groups of people. At this stage, the peace process had kicked in, and now they had become community leaders, and they were trying to develop their own indigenous agriculture. And of course, coffee growing is a huge part of that that agriculture. So I would go out to small coffee plantations, pick coffee sometimes, meet the local growers. I'd be brought to meetings, talk a little bit about how our own cooperative worked and how cooperation can work. And you know, the Colombians were extremely nice people, very hospitable. It's just a pity that their country has gone through so much turmoil. All the time, when as you were going through, you were very aware of the political situation, but also at a human level, you're very aware that these are farmers just like yourself. They're people who are just trying to make a living in very difficult circumstances. But I learned a bit about the coffee growing. I saw how, you know, some of the fair trade warehouses worked. I was looking at new things like shade grown coffee. So you had, on the one hand, you had more intensively grown coffee, but you had people returning to agroecological methods such as organic as well.
And John, listening to you, there's a passion for organic, there's a passion for coffee, a love for keeping it local. Working with Grow with Aldi and actually brewing your coffee by coincidence opposite an Aldi shop, it made sense really to have it on the shelf, didn't it?
Well it does. And I mean, I like the idea that things don't travel too far, and it's great that some of our coffee will be going to the local Aldi shop here. Yes, it is a great feeling. It's always lovely to go and see your brand on a shelf and even meet people in shops who are buying your product and getting the feedback from people as well. Now, we know from our coffee that people like, especially our culture blend coffee, they like that kind of hint of acidity and sweetness about that coffee. It really suits somebody who likes their coffee black as well. And so the other brand, the Purely Arabica, that one is made from Peruvian Arabica and also a Colombian Excelsior variety.
John Brennan, we're going to go inside now and we're going to actually see the coffee being roasted with Georgia.
Yeah, and look at it. I mean, Georgia is an important link in this chain. If she had not been here, if she had not emigrated from Hungary at a particular time, we probably wouldn't be having this conversation. But most of the better things that happen in life, I believe, happen through a cooperative way. And I think this cooperation is a win-win for us both.
My name is Georgia Vishnu.
Georgia, you're originally from Hungary. You're passionate about coffee. You're going to roast some coffee for us today.
Yeah, we have a few hundred kg to roast today. One of our private label Blake's. We're using a really, really nice machines, Probat machines from Germany, state-of-the-art roasters. at the moment we're roasting a blend with three different coffees, so we have to roast every single variety separately, because every variety has different tastes, different chemical, different physical properties, and to make sure that we reproduce the same roast every time, we use computers and we use software to follow up the profile to make sure that every single one is not just looking the same, but really gonna taste the same.
Why do you love coffee?
Even when I was a kid, I was stealing the last drop of coffee from my parents' cup. I don't know, I just love it.
The beans come in the back door in these sacks. They're lifted up and they go into the hopper. They fill the roasting chamber. Then it has to be monitored as it goes through. It's going through a kind of a cooking process there. When it's just right, the beans will roll out as they're rolling out there now onto the table.
That's what the noise is.
Yes, that is it. Yes, and so she will now examine those beans for both color. She'll check to see if there's any beans that are not just completely correct or properly formed, or if there's anything, and indeed all the time as well, you're checking as well for anything else that could possibly enter into coffee, you know, so there's metal detectors and everything else running there.
So a highly complicated machine, and we've got big sacks of coffee behind us coming in from Colombia. Yeah.
And, you know, what was really interesting, Henry, when I was in Colombia, I was actually hefting these sacks on the back of trucks.
They weigh a ton.
Yeah. I mean, and some of them are even heavier. But it was incredible because not alone, I was sometimes at about 2,000 meters. So for some, you know, a gringo like me.
So the altitude was something,
you know,
else.
It was really getting to me. So, you know, trying to heft these bags and just watching, you know, 70 and 80 year old men, and they were just chucking these up, and then the kids would hop up on the back of the sacks when they would go to the depot, and they would go to school. This would also form part of the school bus. So you had this truck bringing people to town on top of sacks, bringing kids to school, and carrying out all of these services, you know.
So John Brennan, we're still roasting the coffee, but we've a bag here. Filled a bag.
We got a local designer and marketing company to help us with the concepts and everything for the design, which we believe is excellent, really. I mean, our packaging stands out very, very well on the shelves. It's easily recognizable. Also, as well, what's really nice is that you can actually, when you go to the shelf, you can pick up the coffee and there's a little breathable hole in the back.
You can smell it.
I'm getting the aromas there of the coffee. You know, so oftentimes people, if they get a nice aroma, then it'll reflect the taste to come later as well. So I think that's important. So for the Grow with Aldi program, we're going to be doing these 250 gram bags. They'll be very distinctive. The culture blend, which has the orange and black, and has that little bit of extra strength to it because you've got the Robusta into it, hence the Robusta and Robust being the same thing. So it gives that bit of strength to the flavor. What we have here is our purely Arabica blend, had both Peruvian and Colombian Excelsior coffee. And this is really nice to drink black because it's just smooth. So you don't get that. Some people do like a little bit of acidity and sharpness, but I would prefer it smooth like this. So if you're drinking your coffee black, this is definitely the one for you.
Okay, here we go.
Good.
Oh, there's a good bite off that.
Yeah.
But it's also smooth.
It's about making this accessible, and the problem in the past is that organic products have tended not to be accessible. So here's an opportunity to buy a really good organic coffee from a small indigenous company, you know, and that with good solid ethical supply chains backing it up.